Alan.
Yes.
I wanted to say, did you see my new diamond-studded AirPods?
Yeah, I did see you. You have as many diamonds as the villain of Twisted Pair.
What can I say? I have a lot of diamonds right now. My suit has micro LEDs on it.
I mean, you look like Diamond Jim.
Yeah, I'm like Bonjour Diamond Jim.
Yes.
I'm back from San Fran.
Uh-huh.
And I saw Lombard Street, and it was very windy, and I saw the mission.
You got pushed in a trash can, kind of like Hey Arnold, and rolled down Lombard Street.
And somebody saw me rolling around and thought this was some new high-level transportation technology.
Oh.
That could be exploited in some way.
You were disrupting traffic, but they thought you were a disruptor.
Yeah, they thought I was a huge disruptor to the. They thought like what I was doing was going beyond even what Segway or whatever. And mm-hmm. I got a little meaning. I kind of became a bit of a hotshot, a bigwig, if you will, in the world of San Fran.
Oh wow!
And I'm eating caviar every night.
Huh? Wow. And, this is usually my brand, Russ.
I know. This is such a change of pace for me. Usually, I'm eating. Old ketchup off of corn
usually,
dog.
Usually I'm eating caviar and you're eating cat food out of a can.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So this is a big change of pace for me, and you can't fuck this up because I've got a big meeting.
Oh,
with
wow.
Mr. Musk.
Excuse me?
Mr. Musk.
When's your meeting? Is he...
He's supposed to come here. Well, okay, Alan.
Okay.
He wants to talk to you about the potential future of Hogcast SD.
Oh boy, Russ, you know, I've publicly gotten mad at Elon Musk on Twitter and had people jumping into my mentions to defend him.
Well, he doesn't... he only pays attention to people with anime avatars now, so he might have forgotten... anime girl?
Okay, thank God. Okay,
or androgynous anime guy. Well... It's okay. Alan, you just got to play it cool.
Okay.
He's coming in as we speak, and you just got to charm his butt off.
Well, I can do that.
You got to play Todd Howard here.
Okay.
Remember when he had a chat with Todd Howard?
Oh, yeah. I got to play Comsussor Todd Howard
here. Yeah. I also may have lied and said that you were Hod Towered.
Hod Towered. Okay.
Yeah.
Am I the inventor of the hot toddy?
The hot toddy, yeah. And here, can you put on this little bow tie and
okay. Yeah, I can do this.
Stand behind this bar and just like craft a signature cocktail for him?
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, here's come. Okay, I'm just going to hide behind this couch here. And you just charm him and let him know that Hogcast SD is the future of podcasting, okay?
Okay, I can do that.
Because if we don't get this fucking deal, I have to give back all my diamonds.
Oh, no. Hold on. Do I get any diamonds if we get this deal?
Alan, look at this Razer keyboard encrusted with diamonds.
Oh, my God.
Look at how the LEDs glitter.
Oh, my God. It's like For the Love of God, that one skull thing.
Wait, the crystal skull from 50 Cent Blood on the Sand?
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
No, the Damien Hirst Razer keyboard. You've got it.
Did anybody say Damien Hirst?
Oh, yes, I did.
Hello, I'm an American. I'm Elon Musk.
Hey, I'm Hod Towered, the co-host of Hogcast. Hogcast.
You don't look nothing like Todd, my friend.
No, I'm Hod. I'm the inventor of the Hot Scrim.
I love Scrim, my favorite game by Bethesda Softwork.
Oh, don't we all? Here, have this signature cocktail I've made. It's what we drink in America.
Why does your little name tag there say Alan Black?
That's actually an alias that I have. My screenwriting alias.
Interesting.
One of the guys on Faces of Death used the name Alan Black as a screenwriting alias or something, and it's a common thing in Hollywood.
Okay. I recognize a name like Alan Black. They once made Photoshop of me, Winnie the Pooh, in a doorway.
I don't know, but that person sounds very funny. and skilled with the Photoshop, but I don't know them.
Russ Walsh is he said to me that your podcast, Whole KSSD, could be making millions.
Oh, that is definitely true.
Apparently it's a mixology podcast.
In a way, yes.
Yeah. And you're designing hyperspace AI?
Yes, yeah. As you can see, I'm surrounded by all of these high-tech computer parts, and this is where I do all my work.
Oh, whoa. Blue Curacao, very... Is that some sort of high-technical space fuel?
Yes, I mean, I have Well, as you can see, I have this fancy Razer keyboard and Razer cup and glowing cup holder.
You get to cut Elon Musk?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Grimes threatened me with a samurai sword other night.
But I thought you had famously had a samurai sword on the Joe Rogan show. She Did you guys have a duel?
Me. Oh, she stole from me.
Oh, women be like that sometimes.
Teach me secrets of the woman's heart.
So here's the first thing. Have you ever seen the show Hey Arnold?
Of course, in my home country. We would watch it for hours. Of South Africa?
Oh, okay. I thought you were an American. Your accent's so natural.
I know. I come off. I've been being taught by Rick and Morty.
Oh, wow. You know,
Have you seen that robot that Rick and Morty lives in?
I love the robot they live
in. The Fleshroid, the android.
The Evangelion, yes.
Yeah, the Evangelion.
That they live in? It's his mom, actually.
Alan, I forgot to mention that Elon Musk thinks that Justin Roiland is an Evangelion containing the souls of Rick and Morty.
Does he think they're like a Meet Dave?
He thinks that they're a Meet Dave. Meet Dave, the documentary?
Yes, my favorite documentarian, Eddie Murphy.
What a terrifying film about how AI will destroy us all.
You know, my good friend Neil told me that AI is limitless.
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Breen.
Oh, thank you. The smartest Neil.
The one that isn't canceled yet.
Oh.
Yes.
What's being canceled?
It's a very complicated thing.
Is that when the Peter Thiel bloodbath gets cut off?
Yeah, it's like whenever whenever we run out of blood from the at the blood bank and we have to reopen the clinic to drain the young bloods.
Are you gamer?
Oh, Elon, my friend. Look at these glowing keyboards I was about to show you.
Oh, they glitter like starlight.
Yes, they're much like the beautiful nebulas and galaxies that us science friends love so much.
You know, I sent a man to space once.
I thought that was just a mannequin in a car.
Cars are people, my friend.
Oh, you're talking about cars.
Yes, I sent Lightning McQueen to space. That's what my secretary told me.
And eventually he just stopped thinking.
I don't get what you mentioned.
Oh, that's a hot reference for all of the anime fans, the anime fans out there.
That's why Grimes attacked me the other night.
Did you make?
I say Avatar: The Last Airbender, my favorite anime.
Oh no, oh Elon, that's what? A very contentious thing.
What do you mean by that?
I too believe that it is anime, but not everybody is enlightened as us.
Ellen, shut the fuck up! You're gonna get our podcast canceled.
I'm agreeing with him, you dipshit.
Oh, wait. Wait, he agrees with that? Yes, it's my favorite anime.
Yes, you see, you fucking idiot. He said Grimes got mad at him for saying it's an anime. How do you feel about Korra? Legend of Korra?
Legend of Korra?
Yes.
Huh. Like Korra of Apple?
Korra of Apple, yes. It's the sequel
to... talk specifics of... I don't care for that. Do you want to talk about...
Well, he doesn't like Apple.
I do not like Apple.
This guy's a PC... Nasty. This guy's a PC fan.
Oh, PC. I am the PC police.
If you have an Apple computer, you're arrested because he's the PC police.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I want apple juice.
Oh, I have some behind the bar here.
Yummy. Yeah. Grimes won't let me have it.
Oh, what does she make you drink?
Fuel.
Wait, what kind of fuel?
Soylent.
Oh, okay.
The Soylent knockoff.
Oh, is it Joylent?
It might be Joylent, yes.
Okay. I have some Soylent back here, too. I have the strawberry kind, if you like that.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Yes. Yes, so what were you about to mention?
Okay, plans for podcast Muskcast.
Muskcast, yes.
Projected delivery 2025.
Interesting, interesting. So what's going to be in the lead up time between now and 2025?
We will be announcing the podcast, talking about how revolutionary the podcast is, doing interviews about the podcast, and okay. then in 2025 we'll release the episode. And that'll be it.
One episode?
Investor capital.
Just one episode. How long?
About 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay. That's a pretty good payout. When was the projected payout of this?
Oh, I get paid.
Oh, but wait, what about us?
I'm going to convert you into perfect diamonds. Crush your carbon into perfect diamond, and then I'll project sound through you. It'll be the clearest, most beautiful sound in the world.
Oh, projected delivery. I get it.
Ellen, I think that Elon Musk wants to kill us and then convert us into diamonds.
Well, you know, I have always wanted a perfect diamond body.
I mean, I've been doing like a diamond.
I've been doing the DDP yoga for so long.
Oh, and, no.
And it just isn't paying off.
I thought I would be turned into a diamond fighting for Big Boss, not being converted into it by an evil tech mogul.
Hey, Elon, have you played Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain?
Oh, no. Grime wouldn't let me. The only ghost she wants me to look at is her.
Oh, that is... She is very ghostly and wraith-like.
It's true, but I love her.
Oh, has anybody ever told you sound like Tommy Wiseau?
I have never heard of this man.
Oh, yeah, I think you'd get along with him pretty well. Well, I mean, I've always wanted to get turned into a diamond. How's the process for that go?
Well, first things first, we put you in a giant, Instapot.
Okay, I like Instapots.
That's what poor people eat out of, right?
Yes, sure. Okay. Hold on, let me put this rice cooker away.
No. And then we put pressure on to absolute, and you come out a perfect diamond.
Oh, okay.
Huh. And then I'm going to make some sort of magic speakers that is powered by diamonds.
Magic speakers?
Magic speakers. I mean, technological speakers. Oh, no.
Wait, hold on. I think you just revealed something.
I don't believe in technology. I believe in magic.
Are you a fucking Potterhead?
I think Dobby is real.
You think Dobby's real? And you're not talking about Dobby from My Hero Academia. You're talking about
I came out of South Africa here to Amerikar, and I made all these outlandish claims because I thought they were magic. I thought Hollywood was magic. Wait, do I live in San Francisco or Hollywood?
I think you kind of move around. Are you from the African Pottermore Wizarding School?
I am.
Wagadu? Are you from Wagadu?
I'm from Wagadu, yes.
So you have wizard. Were you trained as a wizard?
No, wizards aren't real. I would have been. I think of myself as a Hufflepuffer.
A Hufflepuffer. Oh, I'm something of a Hufflepuffer too. You want to take a fucking toke?
No, I only get 2 hours of sleep, and I don't drink, and I don't smoke.
Oh, okay.
I'm one of those guys.
So how do you feel about this Wizards Unite game?
I mean, I already believe it's real.
Oh, so you don't like the augmented reality part of it?
Yes.
Oh, but I mean, how do you're not interested in like instant
All this technology stuff I don't get. I think that my cars are powered by fairies, and I think that
I understand why you really like Grimes now.
Yeah, I think she's an evil witch ghost.
I you're not that far off. I mean,
don't tell anybody. Here, I'll just give you this big pile of diamonds, and you don't say anything.
Okay.
Hod Towered? Alan, what is it again?
Hod Towered was the... Yeah, I'm Alan. It's okay.
Okay.
Just give me these diamonds. Thank you. I just gotta add them to the collection.
Alan, I think those are just fake party... I don't think that's Elon Musk at all.
Hold on a second. Wait a second. Hey, turn back around over here.
Oh, no.
Hey, lift up your hoodie.
Oh, God.
Russ, who the fuck is this?
Oh, no. This is Peel Off Husk.
Peel Off Husk? Peel Off Husk?
That's right. It's Peel Off Husk.
Are you some sort of rice pilaf guy?
Yeah.
You're the inventor of the rice pilaf, pilaf husk.
Well, no, I did invent rice pilaf. It's just the complexion of my face is a lot like it.
Oh. Okay, I was worried that you were Emperor Pilaf from Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Briefly.
Pilaf Musk. Yeah, I'm like Emperor Pilaf in that I'm a tiny little version of Elon Musk who has no money and gets pushed around by...
Is my kind of like Grimes, I guess?
No, Grimes is my... Elon Musk created a little clone of himself.
Called Pilaf Husk?
Pilaf Husk.
That's a little tiny blue man. You are blue, by the way.
I am a tiny blue man.
You spilled some of that apple juice on your mouth, and it washed away the Caucasian skin makeup that you had on, and you are just a little tiny blue man with pointy ears, and you
and
are Pilaf
Husk. And I
want
to take over the world. Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm looking for venture capital here, and I can't seem to get it, so I'm trying to find the day of Dragon Balls.
I am also noticing that there has
been... Or the Horcruxes.
And I am also noticing now that there was a dog in a ninja outfit hiding on the ceiling this whole time.
What? You calling out to me, buddy?
Are you Shu?
No, I'm Slipper.
Oh, okay. I see what's going on here. You know, Elon is an anime fan, so it wouldn't surprise me that he made these
well,
weird clones.
I'm Universe 6.
Oh, I understand.
So you're
from Universe 6, but he is a clone of Elon Musk.
He was talking more in a storytelling terms, clone.
Oh, so he's Universe 6 Elon Musk is a little tiny
kinda.
Blue man.
Yeah, like a bit of a clone.
Okay, I guess that's... This is all very confusing, and I just want to know where Mai is.
It's Grimes.
Oh, it is Grimes. Okay, that makes sense.
But now, right now, we're being tortured by this universe's Grimes.
Was it when she was an old lady, or when she got turned into a kid, or when she was normal age?
This right now is young Mai.
Okay. God, I hope she meets Trunks and ditches Elon Musk.
Alan, can you punch them so that they fly off into the sky?
Yeah, I'm seeing they're eyeing my razor radar, so they can find the whatever razor balls. I guess I don't know
the razor balls.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
I don't really need to hide behind this couch anymore. Anyway,
yeah,
Alan,
it's just these
Alan,
awful
Alan
little
defeat
dweebs.
Them. Alan.
Okay, let me get my fucking chroma blade out. Okay.
Was this canon? Did we talk about this?
Yes,
before?
We've talked about me having a razor chroma blade. Let me just do my fucking guy from... what's the guy from fucking Lupin?
Goemon.
Yeah, Goemon. Let me do my fucking Goemon thing. Okay. And then I turn back around and put my sword in the sheath like this. And then I say, oh, I cut another worthless thing. And then they go fly away.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and there's Grimes, too. Oh, God. Oh,
hey,
no.
How did... I don't know how she got in here.
Well, Alan, I want to apologize.
Well, I got some great costume diamonds out of this.
Yeah, yeah. Just want to say sorry, everybody. This is Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent song pizza podcast on the planet. And now also confusing intros.
I mean, we've kind of always had those.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
I just wanted to be rich so bad, and then
I know. You're jealous of my house. I get it.
I got jealous of your house, and I went to San Francisco to make those
you
San
went
Francisco
to San,
millions.
I love that you went to San Francisco to get a house. The best place on earth to get a house.
Well, they're worth so much that it's got to be a high-risk, high-reward sort of thing.
I guess
that I was hoping that maybe I could like gamble there, and instead I just came out with about $15,000 of debt.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna, Russ, you gotta know if you're gonna live the Kakaguri lifestyle, you have to be prepared for that kind of thing.
Well,
like
I went to
am.
Las Vegas trying to get out of this debt, and now I have a $200,000 debt.
Hmm. Maybe you should get turned into a diamond.
What does that mean?
Well, you could just turn
what
into a diamond.
What a weird thing that he was an Emperor Pilaf parody, but he wanted to turn us into diamonds.
I mean, Pilaf likes to be rich. Like, he would use one of his wishes to wish for diamonds.
Yeah. Maybe in this universe, it's like the Chaos Emeralds. Maybe it's the Razor Diamonds.
Oh, I mean, he did one time wish for just, like, ice cream, right?
Yeah.
With the Dragon Balls? Or was that Shu? I can't remember who wished for
maybe
that.
Maybe he just had a diabolical invention. It almost seems like that character was not thought out very well.
It almost kind of sounds like we said Pilaf Husk, and then made a joke about Rice Pilaf, and then Emperor Pilaf, and then immediately just said that he was a little tiny blue man.
It's almost like none of that early stuff really worked with the later stuff. But he might have been improvising too, if you think about it.
You know, aren't we all improvising in this
he
game?
Was
we
lying.
Call
he was what a fucking little liar! Right,
you know, all,
fucking
all these fucking motherfuckers at the UCB are always talking to me about game. But you know what the ultimate game is? Life.
Oh, I thought it was getting laid and getting paid. Am I right, folks? Well,
that is life for me, at least.
Quill, let's talk shop personally, Alan.
Yeah.
It's summer games done quick. Anything you're doing quickly?
Not really. I've just kind of been trying to put stuff in my house, but that's a long process and it sucks. Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't really like doing things quickly. If the only kind of game I want to play quickly is fucking a bad one. So I don't have to play
Sonic
anymore.
The Hedgehog. I thought you were gonna say Sonic the Hedgehog.
Well, yeah, because I'm always trying to beat my fastest times.
But you just said, are you saying Sonic the Hedgehog was a bad game?
No, I'm always just trying to do that. I'm just trying to improve my reflexes to play it the most efficiently as possible.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I hack in my own, like, ghost time trials system into that. So I can, you know, try to improve my runtime each time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only thing I do quickly. Everything else I do at a normal or slower pace to really savor it.
Right.
Except for scarfing down some pizza.
Oh, my God. Or lasagna.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, I'm just referencing a little thing that we might talk about later.
Oh, Garfield?
Yeah.
Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Have we talked about the pizza, Garfield pizza, yet on the podcast?
The Garfizza?
Yeah.
I feel like we brought this up at one point, but...
Anywho, sorry, I'm just behind.
We're looking at Garfizza.
Oh, yeah, we're looking at Garfizza.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Waluigi's canceled. I'm sorry.
Waluigi got canceled?
Waluigi got canceled because Lin-Manuel Miranda posted about him earlier.
That's right.
Yeah, and he called himself Lin-Manuel Waranda or something.
So he's bad. Well, yeah, he was always bad.
Yeah, so maybe he's the good one now.
Did you see that play?
Which one?
That guy made The Haunting of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Ooh, I didn't see that one.
A famous New York writer wrote a play where all the people who were tortured by Alexander Hamilton comes to now and tortures Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, that's good.
It is good.
We should go see that. I'm looking at the Garfizza. I'm looking at the storefront of Garfield Eats, the home of the Garfizza. And it is very upsetting in that it's just kind of like a big orange sign with a tiny Garfield Eats logo. And then in Comic Sans, love me, feed me, don't leave me. Which I feel like that's probably one of the subtitles of an episode of Evangelion.
Oh, my God.
God. Let's go back to like 2008 and do a Garfield Evangelion mashup.
Garfield, get in the robot. It's Monday.
Garfield, if you don't pilot the Eva, Nirma will have to do it again.
Nirma will have to get sent to Abu Dhabi.
Oh, man. Nirma is basically like a Rey type figure in that Nirma's like this kind of like...
Personality-less? Yeah.
Personality-less, kind of an ethereal beauty of sorts. This kind of like a weird alien sort of being, kind of androgynous in a way, and also is based off of DNA from Garfield's mom.
Yeah, yeah, the mouse is like, show me your grace, Garfield.
Yes. Odie is like, you're
Odie. Pathetic.
Odie was like, I think I was
Garfield's
born to meet you. I thought I was born to meet you, Garfield.
Yeah.
Irene is choking him.
Yeah, 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 Irene. Oh my God.
Oh boy. I do think a lot about like, if everybody in the Garfield universe, if their AT fields broke down and they were kind of reduced to one single consciousness, do you think Garfield would still have the kind of force of will to separate himself from that human collective?
It's whether he decides pain and suffering is worth it.
But he hates Mondays, so
Mondays are hard.
I think not. If he clearly doesn't think the pain and suffering is worth it.
Well, that's the test, isn't it?
Maybe he's right.
The last two books of Garfield, by the way.
Well, so hold on. So like, there is the very last chapter of Garfield is just about everybody saying congratulations, and then they have the Garfield movie, end of Garfield, where they kind of actually get into what was really going on.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, and also there's that whole bit where it's like a Garfield like slice of life parody where they're all going to school or whatever. You know that whole
bit? Yeah, The Nine Lives of Garfield,
yes. And then also there's the, well, there's the rebuild of Garfield, a.k.a. U.S. Acres.
Yeah. I didn't like Hampton, the new one they added. No, that's Tiny Toons.
You mean Hampton, illustrious, Minakami or whatever her name is?
Oh my god.
God damn it.
What did you think of Shin Dilbert, by the way?
I don't know. I didn't really think it was that great.
You saw,
too much talking, not enough.
You like the American Dilberts more.
Yeah, I mean, it is fucked up that like America makes Dilbert when Dilbert kind of represents this existential dread towards the atom bomb. So it's really kind of fucked up for us to make a Dilbert anyway. But I kind of like them just as more like popcorn thrillers.
Oh, by the atom bomb, do you mean? Well, I think you're getting mixed up. It's the Wally bomb, because Wally took the day off to play video games instead of work.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
That's such a freaking bomb to drop on somebody, you know?
True, true.
I went to Giant Bomb, by the way. Should I bring this up?
Oh, yeah, you should.
I snuck into Giant Bomb to try and get Hogcast in their RSS feed. I put in RSS.
And to move Sonic the Fighters to the top of the ranking of fighters list.
Yes. But scientifically, I could not figure out how to get the marker cap off because I don't understand science enough.
I should have went there because one, I would have used my fucking shinobi training to sneak in, and
like
also
most things
know
in
how
my
to
life,
science.
Like most things in my life, it was a fucking failure. San Francisco was a fucking failure.
How much poop did you step in, Russ?
More than I'd like to admit.
More, which is. You'd like to admit a lot, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing.
You're usually like, telling me when you're squishing your toesies and some poop.
Fool me, poop on me once, shame on me. Poop on me twice, shame on me again, but now it's funny. Poop on me three times.
Joker's trick. Oh, man. Well, Russ, I'm leaving for Japan on Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going there to visit... to visit my shogun, Ray Sipe, who today did post a very problematic thing of him wearing the big stereotypical like Chinese hat of sorts. Right. So I've got to go talk to him about this.
Ellen, this could be a suicide mission.
You think so?
You're surrounded. Ellen, you have a lot of enemies here in America. Papa John?
Papa John, yes.
Pepper the Robot?
Pepper the Robot, I'm going to meet a million of in Japan.
Oh, no.
And they are all going to, like, suicide bomb swarm me.
That's what I'm saying, is that, like, you are entering into the hornet's nest here.
It is going to be like that scene from The Matrix 3 where all the Smiths tackle Neo, and he has to, like, spin around on that thing and, like, smack him with a big, like, street pole he rips out of the ground.
What is Shogun Plier going to do to you?
Oh, boy.
The Shogun of YouTube.
Oh, no. I don't know. I have to defer to Ray as to what we should do. I'm thinking most of his suggestions involve me using like some sort of like filter to disguise myself as like Hatsune Miku or like a Naruto character or something, and
right,
that usually
right,
works pretty well because they can't find me when I'm using that.
I don't know, Alan. What about the Dragon Rot?
The Dragon Rot only affects other people, so it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can
really
always just use one of those.
When I don't,
you and
when
by
I eat
other people,
spicy food.
When I by other people, I mean it is just you that gets affected by the Dragon Rot whenever I die and respawn. and it is just your butt.
Because I get really depressed, and I go to Burger King, and I get the, I'm like, my only friend has died. And not I get friend. The I get the Angry Whopper.
Also, I'm only gone for like 5 seconds.
I know.
Before the power
of
resurrection.
Do you think I'm just using this as an excuse to get the Angry Whopper?
Yeah, I mean, you have been ordering those Mental Health Awareness Month, like, sad meals, right. The DGAF meal and all that kind of stuff. The Lil Uzi Vert EXO Tour Life meal, the All My Friends Are Dead, Push Me to the Edge meal. Oh, man. God damn. Well, you know what? We had a good experience. We should talk about this on the show. We had a good experience with Burger King the other day.
Alan, right? You are not outing me out right now.
I am proud to admit that I had some Burger King, because I've been eating at Burger King, Russ. The chicken fries are good.
The chicken fries are the most artificial food on the planet, but I still kind of like them.
They put some sort of weird garlic, garlic salt or something on them, and they're good.
To me, they taste like eating burnt food.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that the chicken fries can overdo them. I feel like even if they're a little bit cold, they're still good. Fresh out of the fryer, they're kind of unbeatable. I think they're very good.
They're undefeatable.
They're unbeatable. These are the ultimate food, is what I'm saying.
Invincible.
To quote
Neil Breen.
Yes, to quote Neil Breen. Yes. I think they may have been biohacked by Kuz, the Diamond Lord. But
y'all should watch Twisted Pear.
You should watch Twisted Pear. Order a DVD from Neil Breen like I did.
I mean, you're already listening to this podcast. You're already listening to a Twisted Pear. But
But no, like I had that. I had my chicken fries, and I had the Rodeo King, which is a genius sandwich for them to make, because we've always talked about the Rodeo Burger being a hell of an addition to their dollar menu. Just a little burger with, you know, cheese and a onion ring and barbecue sauce. Now they've made, a big, like, Whopper-sized thing.
Yeah, and the Western barbecue
yeah.
burger from Carl's Jr., but at Burger King instead.
Yes. Here's something also that's weird about Burger King. Their burgers are, like, way bigger than any other place's
burgers.
They
are big. They are big.
It's, like, and just, like, huge in diameter, which is fucked. They don't just stack the meat up, but they do that if you want them to, like with a stacker, but it's just a wide burger. It's very fucked up.
Wide burger.
I think it might just be a way to get you more bread as opposed to stacking it up vertically, because then you would have less bread, but it's good. I don't know what to tell you. Also, the fries at the Burger King that is near my parents' house, they're pretty good, so it's okay. I think Burger King's good. What did you eat? Tell everybody what you ate at Burger King, Russ.
I got a Bacon King.
Yeah, it's good.
The Bacon King was better than I had any right to be. Listen, I was on a bike ride. I was hungry, and I said, I'm just going to get, like, one of the deals. And then I was like, but I kind of want bacon. Oh, they have a bacon burger now.
Oh.
And you know what? I ate it, and it was not horrible. It was not horrible.
That's good. Russ, horrible news.
Oh, no.
This isn't that horrible news. I don't think this is a very bad earthquake, but an earthquake did just happen while we were talking about Japan.
Oh, no.
I think this may be Markiplier, the Shogun Markiplier. Shogun Plier is testing his power. This is a show of strength against me, I think. So I don't know what's going on here, but I'm going to have to stop him is what I'm thinking.
You're going to have to draw the blade.
I'm going to have to draw the mortal blade. This is just like the fight with the guardian ape. I'm going to have to rip the centipede out of his neck. It's the only way to get rid of him. Speaking of people that we tried to get rid of, our good friend Nosy Three Horns, let's check in with him.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah. The Dweegan Minute.
The Dweegan Minute. Let's start it.
Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Yes. Nosy, last time... Oh, there you are.
Hey, Nosy Three Horns here.
Last time we talked, you were talking
and
about
here.
Being in the cloud.
And here.
Yes.
And here.
There's...
And here. And here. And here. And here.
Have you been in contact with Neil Breen? Have you become an AI entity? A humanoid?
Ellen. I am Neil Breen.
Whoa, what the fuck?
From beyond time and space.
Holy shit. Were
That's
you...
right.
Whoa.
I Nosy Three Horns is Neil Breen, and Neil Breen is Nosy Three Horns.
Oh, no. You're from the... Oh, I should have known. The fairy realm that was in... that was in Twisted
yes.
Pair.
That's where the leprechauns fucked the fairies.
Yes, that's where they... That was what the hell door was.
That's what that... That's all a symbol. And now you know, Alan.
Now I know.
And now you must die.
Oh, no. You're in the pepper bot.
Yep. The pepper bot activate. Alan, get out your mortal blade!
Oh, fuck. I'm getting the mortal blade out.
Oh, God.
Slice. Man, I hope this minute ends real quick.
Anyway.
I've been parrying these robots' attacks. Oh, thank God. Okay. The robot has to back off now.
No! He just clicked me. He stole my iPhone and added 30 seconds more to the clock.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh,
ching,
no.
Ching, 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 ching. I'm blocking the attacks.
Alan, go for another strike.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna do the Ichimonji double.
Oh,
okay.
God, okay.
I'm holding it above my head. I'm swinging down. Oh, fuck.
Alan.
Yes, what? My posture bar is
gonna fold
up. You
were once our greatest ally. And now, you're our greatest foe.
Ah, fuck. Oh, no, he's doing the way of Tomoe. He's channeling lightning. Oh, thank
no.
God.
Oh,
thank
I
God.
Snatched my fucking... oh, God.
Okay. You got your phone back, Russ. Okay, he
no.
has to leave.
No.
Okay, thank God. If I had to fight Sword Saint Nosy Three Horns, I would have lost my shit.
I know, you're so close.
I'm going to have to put that off till I go to Japan.
Yeah, you have to train. Is that why you're going to Japan, is to train and become stronger?
Ideally, yeah, I've got to go grind for some experience. I've got to go kill the Headless. I also have to go, I ideally would like to get my Shuriko Dama removed while I'm there, so I could turn into a Kappa.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
And then that'll be your ultimate form.
Yeah, because I'll be able to, like, shoot water and pull things out of people's butts and
suffer emotional trauma.
Yeah, that's the best part. Speaking of emotional trauma, we eat pizza to cope with ours. Domino's Goes, our hottest segment.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Russ,
I
had two Supreme pizzas to talk about. I'm a hype beast now, and I'm in the Supreme.
No longer will you be a beta pizza eater. You'll be a Supreme pizza eater.
Yes, that's true. The Chad Allen and the Virgin Russ in their pizzas.
These Hawaiian pizzas are like boring Allen to death. Too chill, pepperoni, throw some extra shit on there.
More shit. Jeez. Put more shit on there. I want more toppings. I had the Oprah. Oh, that's good. Supreme pizza.
Oh, that's good.
It, you know what, Russ? It was. That's
oh,
the
was
thing.
Chicago
Oprah did not.
Style any?
No, it wasn't. So I've talked about these before. I had just the normal pepperoni before. The gimmick of the that's good pizzas that she has are that I believe it's 1/3 of the crust is replaced with cauliflower dough. So it has, it's interesting in that I'm glad it's only like partially cauliflower, because I think it adds an interesting kind of like crispiness, but I feel like if you were to make it all of cauliflower, it would kind of be like cornmealy. But I feel like it has just the right ratio to kind of give it like a little bit of extra crunch.
Pizza got ratioed?
This pizza has a good ratio, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, people are smashing that motherfucking like and subscribe button.
Oh, wow.
On this pizza. It's good. Otherwise, it's pretty much, I mean, it's other than the crust, it is pretty much just a standard Supreme pizza. The toppings could be from, you know, a fucking Tombstone or Red Baron or whatever. It is just the crust that's kind of the selling point. And I think it is good. The other toppings, I mean, they're good. It's a good standard pizza, but really the only differentiating factor is that crust. And I think it is pretty good comparatively. Like if you were to, you know, sometimes like a DiGiorno's is a little bit too goopy or doughy. And, you know, like sometimes like a Red Baron.
It's rise very well anymore.
Yeah, it can get a little bit weird. I feel like sometimes to like cook a DiGiorno crust, like the thicker crust, you wind up having to cook it too long, and it winds up being at the expense of the cheese and other toppings. But this, I think, is just the right amount of thinness, crunchitude. It's a good pizza. It's a really good frozen pizza. I'm interested to try out the other Oprah pizzas in this line. The other thing I had was a Little Caesars Supreme Pizza. I've got to say, the Little Caesars in town has been killing it recently, with the exception of that weird pretzel cheese thing.
Right. Which is, I'd say is more a Little Caesars corporate thing.
True. My dad did have some interesting intel from the Little Caesars, in that when he went there, there was a lady that was trying to get her pizza out of the pizza portal, but it wasn't there. And he doesn't know if they just hadn't made it yet or if somebody stole it, but the pizza portal was malfunctioning for some lady.
So you have not, have you used it yet?
No, I have not used the pizza portal yet. Okay. I asked him if he wants to use the pizza portal sometime, but he just always gets like the hot and readies, like the Supremes that they have sitting around, or like the,
right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, he's never ordering anything special. So it's like, whatever. But I might, there's a Little Caesars that's kind of near my house and near work that I could maybe hit up and see if they got a pizza portal there.
Gotcha.
I am interested to see about these pizza portals, but this lady did not luck out with the pizza portal, unfortunately. The pizza
that's
we got.
That's why you do not want to make. Wait, was that Cleopatra?
Wait, what?
Was that Cleopatra?
How does that relate to portals?
Because she crossed Caesar.
Oh, yes.
Was that little Cleopatra?
Yes.
Oh, no. Good.
I get the joke now.
I read a lot of books. I'm a bit of a Shakespeare.
Russ, you've changed your avatar on Twitter to be like a marble sculpture.
Yeah.
Head. You look like one of the Seco boys.
Right now I'm modeling myself after a Seco boy. I'm trying to become the Antony statue. And because I have a small dick, I guess.
You keep talking to me about the West and like how we got to protect it.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard yet? I have officially have my latest dick revision. I've gotten a new dick.
Uh-huh.
Is now a fig leaf.
Oh, hey, that's good. Classic.
And now that I'm classy.
Hey, yeah, that is classic. I mean, now that you are, you know, sitting in front of, you know, you've got your new YouTube channel where you sit in front of a shelf that has like a human skull and some
And I talk
stuff.
About how great Catholicism is, yeah.
You love it. You're trad calf now.
I'm trad calf, baby. It's my new style.
Oh, I mean, yes.
If Catholicism could have made some of that delicious Napolese Neapolitan pizza. Oh my god.
And the Neapolitan ice cream.
Oh my gosh. Spumone.
Oh, Dino Spumoni, our favorite Hey Arnold character.
If Catholicism could create such a funny character, that's a great parody that kids definitely love.
You know, if there's one thing that kids love, it's parodies of Frank Sinatra.
Rat Pack humor is going crazy in the stands. The kids are standing up and putting together their clapper sticks and going, "They did it my way." Oh my god,
it's good. They love it. They're like, the only thing that they love more than that is the Sammy Davis Jr. parody from Ren and Stimpy that was like a praying mantis. that hung out with Muddy Mudskipper.
Oh, so funny. The good stuff. John Kay. Is this a Bob Camp episode at that point?
I hope so. Let's hope so.
Yeah. Hey, Bob Camp, you're a smart guy. Who's John Kay?
Yeah, I don't know. I took out a Shiriko Dama on the bridge, and now he's been erased from history. Sorry.
If anybody deserves it, what would be the pun?
I don't know. He probably did. He's done probably all the bad things that like the Kappa Zombies did. The Kappa Zombie
tunas,
people were cool.
Tunas and cartoonas.
Yeah, something like with tunas.
Like Kisu's.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, I'm trying here. I'm no Ikumara.
Russ, what kind of fucking pizza did you eat?
I was in San Fran, the Golden Gate City, Techland, and I got a slice of pizza from a franchise that was about 100 feet away from my hotel. Mm-hmm. I would have liked it. I had been told there is good pizza in San Francisco, but it's all way up north in the touristy area, and I didn't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, I went to a little pizza place called Extreme Pizza.
Whoa, hey.
Yeah, it was fucking extreme. They had a snowboard on the wall.
What the fuck?
And some skis on the ceiling.
Is that allowed?
It's just like if there was an avalanche in San Fran, they could have like... Or my theory... It's the snowboard from City Escape.
Huh, interesting.
So I got two slices there. immediately displeased with them because they were offering deals by the slice, and I ordered 2 slices, and then 4 slices showed up, and they were like, well, we cut the slices into 2.
Excuse me?
They brought out 4 slices, and on the menu it said they offered 2 single slices, and when I ordered 2 slices, 4 came out. They said,
so did they charge you for 4, or...?
Not really. It was just way more food than a normal person would ever need.
Oh, so what you mean, you got more food than expected and for the price you were
paying?
But
it was insanely expensive. It was $16 to get.
Okay, that is
kind of
crazy for for 4 slices of pizza. It's not crazy, but
it's not crazy. But it was a little crazy once you actually ate it, because it was like that weird graham cracker crust.
Oh,
combined with movie theater cheese.
Oh boy.
So the cheese was all fake as shit and mm-hmm. stuff, but that's okay. I like that fake garbage. But come on, guys. It's a freaking graham cracker crust.
It's supposed to be New York style or something, right? If they're serving my
slice.
I don't
know. It was extreme, but it was extremely mediocre.
That's the least extreme thing you can be.
But why would you put on your menu, yeah, we serve single slices here, but we cut them into 2? It's just, guys, what the heck is going on here?
I don't know. That's fucked up. You know what's also fucked up? Pizza Hut is bringing back its 80s logo.
What? Wait, what?
Pizza Hut, after they've changed the recipe last, like we talked about last episode, they're charging people for red pepper flakes, and now they're going to bring back their 70s and 80s logo. Starting next week, ad campaigns will flaunt the new old Pizza Hut logo, and it will return to delivery boxes by later this year as well. The vintage look reportedly tested well with diners, and the branding will now center the chain as the OG of the pizza category, which I guess means a lot to people. It's really part of this whole kind of like Stranger Things marketing tie-in that's going on.
Wait, the Stranger Things, I don't get it.
What? You don't like...
We're all bending over backwards to 80s-ify everything because the fucking Stranger Things...
Well, Russ, you act like you've never seen VH1. We love the 80s.
I don't love the 80s anymore. I think the 80s are ruining the planet.
I mean, technically, yes. Like,
80s is ruining everything. And we're like, the fucking... Oh, the show. The fucking show with the kids. Now I have to fucking talk about Rubik's Cubes for 2 weeks.
Yeah, the thing that, like, everybody who's watching it was not alive in the fucking 80s. None of us were alive in the 80s. Most everybody who's...
Crystal Pepsi!
Unless you're, like, 40 or 50 years old, in which case you don't even know how to use fucking Netflix.
It just pisses you off because it's not even a fucking TV show. It's, like, an ad for, like, talking to your dad again. Fuck Stranger Things. I'm done with it. I hate it.
You know what my problem with Stranger Things is? Not enough monsters. I want more monsters.
You want things are already upside down in this household.
Things aren't even strange enough in this. This isn't even that strange. I want more monsters. I want more psychic shit.
Yeah, you want more. Hey, have you ever heard of a little thing called Elfenlied?
Huh. Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting. You know what's also interesting? Naples has rolled out a new type of pizza.
What?
Naples has just invented a new type of pizza. It's wild to me, but it's called cloud pizza.
What?
It is called by a handful.
Is this FF7?
Yes.
Cloud Strife pizza?
Yes. People are very mad because this pizza's boobs got shrunk down.
Oh, yeah.
It has 2 sports bras on, though.
They got so pissed off about... They got so pissed off about Tifa that they've doubled the fluffiness of their pizza. That perfect sense.
Yeah, so the new flour is called Nuvola, which is Italian for cloud. To harvest it, the combines aren't sent into fields until rainy season, late in the game, so that the grains are very mature and rustic. Antimo Caputo, the third generation CEO of the flour producer, likens it to Pasito, a raisin wine. The chemical effect, he said, is that the grain is higher in fiber with more bran minerals, germ, protein, and amylase, a sugar enzyme that allows a creme brulee sense of character, deeply charred but not bitter. The dough needs 24 hours of proofing, and The lactic acid buildup and the natural fermentation process gives the end product some creaminess. So it is essentially kind of like, you know, like when you have like a bubble, like kind of in the pizza dough, like, you know what I mean? It's like that kind of bubble that pops and there's like kind of like,
right.
It's like the whole crust is that.
Oh, wow.
Like here's a, are you looking at the picture of this stuff, Russ?
I am looking at it.
It looks pretty good.
I'd fuck with it. I like a Neapolitan style pizza.
Yeah, it's just this kind of more bouncy, chewy, you know, kind of crust.
Bouncy, hey, basketball. Basketball's my favorite sport. Hey,
you like the way they dribble pizza up and down the court?
Yeah.
I'm interested in this.
I beat Shaq once, by the way.
You did?
Yeah. The time I beat Shaq. Then my mom woke me up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Alan, don't laugh at me.
I heard you're having a house party.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So basketball is my favorite sport, and that has a bouncy ball. So if it's a bouncy crust, it could be my favorite pizza.
I think the interesting thing here is, Russ, that, you know, Naples, they invented the margarita pizza in like the 1800s or whatever the fuck.
Right.
And now they're rolling out this hot new invention.
Do you think they get mad about the margarita drink?
I think they probably do, actually.
It's like, oh, we're not the most famous margarita anymore.
They're also mad at people that are named Margarita. They hate them. They hate the Spanish name, the Spanish version of the name Margaret. It's bad.
Famously, there are no TGI Fridays in Nepal. Nepal.
Yeah, Nepal, yes. I love climbing up into the mountains with Dr. Strange and Tilda Swinton and eating.
That big line of people on top of Mount Everest that was to get in the line for the only TGI Fridays.
Yep, and there's a naked man swinging chains around like the drill tweet. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Drill. Speaking, you know, earlier I was getting attacked by a robot. This year, Domino's has finally decided to put their money where their mouth is on something we've been talking about as kind of a background story for years now, which is their autonomous pizza delivery vehicles. They are rolling these out in Houston this year.
Wow.
It is their new R2 vehicle, which per Wired article is saying is made exclusively for carrying goods. It features a key code delivery system. Nuro is the company, is aware that delivering something hot and fresh to pizza is tougher to nail down. They're seemingly up for the challenge. It is set to begin now in Houston, and they hope that they will be nationwide by 2020 or 2021. So it is this driverless car that has these kind of like, I don't know how they're going to keep you, like, make you pick the right pizza. That's the problem. That's what I don't understand is, like, how are they going to tell if you take the right one? Because it has, like, some sort of face scanner and, like, a keypad that you type in and, like, you can do that to, like, open up the little, there's, like, two little, like, doors that kind of open up and there's, like, pizza boxes and they've got, like, a salad and some sodas in here. But, like, what's stopping me from taking my order along with, like, five other orders? You know what I mean?
Yeah, Alan, I have a really important question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the kitchen situation on this one?
The way that this works is I don't know where the front or back of it is, so I'm not sure how you could sketch off of it.
Oh, no. What if I wanted to sketch and steal a chicken wing?
You could probably do that, but you would have to hack into the... You'd have to know the secret code to...
Oh, Tony Hawk, we need you to come back.
Oh, you know, 10 years ago, we had Tony Hawk...
we have no Hawks, no jobs, no hope.
Please protect Kevin Bacon. I don't know. I feel like these are just like the prime vandalism targets. Like this would work fine if we were all like, you know, acting in good faith and not going to steal things. But like the way they're showing this to me is just a stack of like 20 pizzas. And what's stopping me from taking all of them?
I'm sorry I can only relate to things through video games, but you know in Bloodborne, those little guys that you would kill that would give you free, like, blood shards or, you know...
Yeah.
Blood stuff? This is the real-world equivalent of those. If you knock it over, you get just bonus
pizza. This is the crystal lizard from Dark Souls.
Yeah, exactly!
It's just skittering around, and I just gotta, like, just crack it open and get that sweet pizza out of there. I mean, I don't know. Like, I really think the autonomous delivery vehicle is a cool idea, I guess, but like, it's just not practical. Yeah,
I'm not going to see it till peel off Musk.
Peel off husk. I think the way you got to do this, you have to combine it with a pizza portal, essentially. And you just need to have like a moving set of like lockers so that it's like you can only open the one little compartment that has your order in it.
Or we could hire a worker to bring it.
That would probably be easier and would also create a job.
Yeah.
That might be the easier thing, is to just have a person.
But I don't want to talk to somebody. I don't want to give them the $2.
I mean, I don't either. What I would like to happen is maybe we automate all the jobs and then we don't have to work very much, but that's not happening.
No.
That's the ideal, is this automated.
Or Matrix.
Yes, Matrix. If we could do Matrix, that'd be ideal.
Let's just make all our job is we just sleep all day and play video games. That's what the Matrix about.
That is essentially the Matrix, and we are living in it. We are living in the future we always dreamed of, and it is, we're, Keanu's here, and we're playing games with him. It's Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh my god. Cyberpunk 2077 is Matrix.
It's Matrix
and it's
to me.
It's punk.
It's punk now. Forget about the stuff they said about trans people. Forget about...
forget about it.
Forget about the labor practices. It's punk now.
It's punk
Forget now. About the weird racist thing where they call black people animals in it. That's a thing that happened in the game, by the way. It's bad. It's not good, Russ. There's a faction in the game that's called the Voodoo Boys. And it's not the big bad voodoo daddies.
I was like, oh, can I play as the Squirrel Nut Zippers clan?
No. I thought it might be like a fucking swing revival. It's not.
Cyber Swing 2087.
Now that would be cool. If the fucking cherry pop... If like the cherry poppin' daddies had like, you know, robot arms and like techno whips coming out of them.
The Shana-na guild.
Yes, Bowser is like spelled with a zero.
Just imagine the E3 concert where these Polish guys come out and they're like, you will be invading a classic car convention. And stealing vehicles.
Wow.
Instead of a samurai, you're a greaser.
Yeah, I'm a street shark. Street greaser. I have a compartment that comes on my leg, but it's not where I keep my gun. It's where I keep my comb comb my grease and my pack of cigarettes. Instead of rolling it up in my sleeve, I have a compartment in my arm.
Yeah.
It comes out of my fingertips.
Melee combat is all swing dancing. It's like swinging your enemy around, but letting them go.
It's either that or like reenacting grease, like just doing like a stupid knife fight or something.
Yeah, and you heal up at the drive-thru.
Yeah, you have to get them malted.
Yeah.
Did you hear that thing on the Flagrant Ones where they were talking about why Moxie Soda died?
Yes, that was crazy.
That is crazy. The thing about soda jerks. Go listen to that podcast, people. It's better than this one.
But you have to pay $5 for that.
You have to pay $5 for it. You don't have to pay anything for us, so maybe we're better. That was all the Domino's news. Now it's time for our coolest segment, Quillhead's Talk Shop Personally. It is today... Sonic's 28th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sonic.
Sonic, you inspire us. 106 episodes dedicated to you. And you're going to repay us kindly, right? By not stealing our brand?
Yeah. Well, I was so excited today that Sonic finally made it out of the dangerous year 27. I was so worried he was going to join the 27 club. Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, etc. But no, he survived, and he's 28 years old. He is 2 years older than me. That's fucked, if you think about it. That Sonic is 2 years older than me. I always think of him as like this kind of father figure in my life, but, you know?
Yeah.
But no, the
Sega, wisdom doesn't come with age, you know?
It's true. Sega has fucked us over once again. today, and the... unveiled the official Sonic pizza cutter.
I'm so tired, Alan.
Why do they keep doing this to us, Russ?
Well, I thought we were good friends with them, that they loved us, that we loved them.
Now, we have famously got mad at the Twitter man who runs the Sonic Twitter account.
Do you think he knows about us and is spiting us?
I think
he probably
is.
Come on the show. Shoot me a tweet or Alan a tweet. Reach out to us.
Come on the show already.
Should we tweet at him? Like, come on, bro.
Come on, bro. We'll give you a t-shirt or something.
You don't want to talk about 1950s greasers?
You don't want to talk about if cyberpunk was really cyber greasers?
cyber doo-wop.
Cyber, whoa. It's just like them making like a bunch of like modem noises when they open their mouths. Man.
It's just Fallout with an HD texture mod on it.
Basically.
Yeah.
That kind of is what Cyberpunk 2077 is.
Oh no, Alan, you can't. After you were hod-towered?
After I was hod-towered, it's still better than Fallout 76, am I right? the game I played 40 hours of.
Fallout 76, that was me on the toilet after I drank one of your cocktails.
It's called Fallout 76 because you turn 76 degrees and walk away. but no, they made a fucking Sonic the Hedgehog pizza cutter. It actually looks like a nice pizza cutter, and I did pre-order it because it was only $17. It just has an image of Sonic curled up in a ball on it. So when you roll it on the pizza, it looks like he's slicing it up. This isn't what I imagined, which would kind of look like our logo. And it would have like the, you know, the spiky bits. Like it would kind of look like, you know, when he's fully curled up in a ball into like a sphere. And it would just be shaped like that. But this is shaped like the normal circle. And he's just drawn on it. So it's like a shittier version of what we've always imagined.
Right.
So maybe I shouldn't be that mad at them. Because then when we make ours, it'll be better. Right?
Yeah, we're going to freaking dominate when it gets good.
Also, they showed something like the moon blowing up. Like, I don't know what's going on here. Like, is this Star Wars or something? This video they have is shitty. Let us run the Sonic social media for once, please.
Let us run it.
Let us run it.
Just
it
is, one day.
It is his birthday right now, and I'm seeing balloons on his Twitter page. Also, on June 21st, he tweeted like yoga WikiHow poses, but for like you know, like fucking Sonic characters. Like it's like Eggman is just like standing up really tall. Here's something I thought about. You know, Jim Carrey's playing Eggman in the movie. If there's a live-action Evangelion, do you think he would play Gendo? They're kind of the same guy. Think about it.
I am, and I don't know if I like it.
Is Shadow... Shadow would be Rey, if you think about it. They're both, like, artificial...
Right.
Life forms.
Right.
Is Tails Shinji? Is Blaze the Cat Asuka?
Oh my god.
Rouge?
How does Kaoru fit into this? Because Kaoru could be...
I mean, Tails would say to Sonic that he was born to meet him.
Yeah, and that... worthy of his grace.
Worthy of his grace, that you're my best bud.
Yeah, you're my best... You're my dude. You're... Best friends.
We're bro. We are teens. Is what he is. Famous line by Kaoru in fucking Evangelion. I love it.
I love it.
I love it. I love when Tails' head pops off.
Oh my god.
Here's some more upsetting news. Sega has confirmed that Sonic never takes off his shoes. So Polygon did their classic brand that they're still doing, which is being horny. Which has really backfired for them in the past, so I'm not sure why they're doing it. But this was in response to Mario and Sonic at the 2020 Olympic Games, a surfing thing where Mario is barefoot, but Sonic is still wearing his shoes. And Polygon, because they're doing their horny foot fetish thing, is asking, like, what's the deal with that? And Takashi Iizuka, the famous Sonic man, says that he never takes off his shoes, in parentheses, in canon. So that is the official canon answer, is that Sonic doesn't take off his shoes in canon.
I mean, when you got a sick pair of soaps like that...
Would you ever take them off? Yeah.
Would you ever take them off? Maybe... I don't know.
Is he capable of taking his shoes off?
Do they even have laces? What if the shoes are just his feet?
I don't like that.
Who's to say? Hey, I don't know. I'm not Iizuka. I don't write this stuff.
You think it's some sort of like techno-organic?
Yeah.
You think this is like some sort of cyber
shoes?
What
did Neil Breen call it again? AI?
AI mutant bio-engineering?
Advanced, yes.
Yes. It could be. It could be. I don't know.
It could be.
It's very... If we look at Big the Cat's feet, it's not. It doesn't paint a good picture. It's just like
I'm just worried for Sega because like every week they're gonna have to confirm. It's gonna be like the Smash blog.
Yeah, it is gonna be just like that.
where they're going to reveal every day, does this character take their shoes off?
Yeah, it's going to be like that. It's just going to be
like... The white smoke will come out of Sega and be like, Rouge the Bat does take her shoes off.
She definitely doesn't, because she's always wearing heels, I think. Right?
Oh, she's got a... Her feet will hurt.
I need to see... Actually, I need to look at the models for Rouge the Bat in Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. I'll do that on my own private time, but I need to take a look at those CGI models. We were going to watch an episode of Sonic Boom, but then we watched the Neil Breen movie, which was much better, so fuck this.
Yeah, fuck Sonic Boom.
I've got some more news from Sonic. So the Sonic team has said that... was this Takashi Iizuka? Yes, it was. Takashi Iizuka told Game Informer that the next big year for Sonic is 2021. That's the 30-year anniversary for Sonic. We are now preparing.
Ooh.
Past anniversary years have brought us some milestone games like 2011's Sonic Generations. When asked if 2021 would go down a similar route, he chuckled and said, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, dude.
Here's another thing. In the same interview, Iizuka said that let us know that the fan favorite Drop Dash would be a mainstay of Sonic's arsenal for future games, just as the Spin Dash or Homing Attack have done. He requested that Drop Dash, first seen in Sonic Mania, be included in Sega Ages. So that's cool. He then addressed Mighty Darmadillo and Ray the Flying Squirrel, both characters in Sonic Mania Plus. Due to heavy requests for classic characters, Iizuka told Game Informer that his team decided to include them in Sonic Mania Plus. So he's really leaning into, when people, you know, are saying that they want these classic characters, he's really listening to that. What classic character should we get him to add next? My vote, Madonna.
Oh, you want Madonna back.
I want Sonic's girlfriend back in the game, baby.
Oh my god.
Get her back in there.
Bark the Polar Bear is not... Well, he was in Sonic Mania as a boss battle fixture.
Oh, that is true.
Let's see. Heavy.
Oh. Okay.
The teapot motherfucker.
Teapot motherfucker Heavy. Okay.
That's what they used to call me in high school.
That is true. Well, you were like a... You did say, I'm a little teapot short and stout. Here's my handle. Here's my spout. You'd say that every time you use the urinal, right?
Yeah. And I'd have to bend over and expose my full ass to everyone, and that's...
And then you peed on the ground, which was very weird.
Listen.
Hey, you know, I've got a little bit of...
It really, sir, and you know what? When we had a new member of the gang joining and I tried to get them to drink my pee, they knew it.
Yeah, that never worked.
It never worked.
They didn't even bother to do the jellyfish thing to try to impress you.
Yeah.
Because you would just say, this is pee, and then everybody would scream at you.
Well, I, of course, saying I'm a little teapot short, so...
Yeah, that didn't help, that you did the little dance and song, and then peed in a cup right in front of them.
I'm sorry, if...
Abaccio did that discreetly underneath the table.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
I just can't discreetly piss. I've tried and it doesn't work.
I mean, you can't piss unless you do the teapot song.
No. No.
Yeah, it's a real problem. I don't know how many times I've had to edit that out of the recordings, the teapot song, like in the background when you go run away to use the bathroom.
Yeah, when I go pee and do a teapot.
Yeah, you go scream. I've got a tude this week, Russ. It's a...
Oh, yes.
It's a chaotic evil tude. So let me give you this name. It is Scylla Bradanska. What do you think she looks like?
Scylla Bradanska.
Yes.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
It doesn't tell you. Usually these things go like, okay, let me tell you this. Scylla Bradanska the Fox.
Scylla Bradanska the Fox.
Usually they have an animal name in there, so.
Pink fox like tails, wears a skirt, kind of 90s-ish.
You're not that far off, Russ. Kind of.
Closer than usual? Closer than usual?
Closer than usual. I will definitely give you that. She is a gray fox, big boobs. Pink leggings with a like translucent purple skirt over it and like a purple tube top. Red hair and then like black fur, like ruffles on her, like on her ankles and wrists of her outfit. Green eyes, and she's winking and doing a kissy face at the camera. She does have kind of a 90s vibe, I think.
A little bit. I get that.
A little bit. She is 24 in the current era. She is from Eastern North America, California, is what this says. She is the Baron of Eastern Mobius. Let's see here. Yes, her alignment is chaotic evil. Her ability type, growth size manipulation, super strength, super endurance. Her friend, Grief the Fox, who is her brother. History. She grew up during the dark reign of King Scourge the Hedgehog and the years before the Grey Revolution on Mobius. Her likes and dislikes. Here's her likes. Being thought of as attractive, being feared. Any of the Halo games except for Halo Wars. Halo 3 is her favorite.
Too dumb, huh? Can't handle the RTS.
Yeah, her long and ginger red hair. Cute things. Crushing things. Demolishing things. Killing people. Torture. Ginger ale. Spending time with her brother. You know, the normal shit. The quote at the top of the page, they say gingers have no soul, but I don't think anyone does.
Whoa.
Right?
And did you know that religion has killed more people than war or
disease? This motherfucker's seen South Park.
Yeah, they get it.
She gets it. Like her mother before her, who is Ophelia the Fox. Have we talked about her before? No.
That would be crazy.
She possesses the natural... Well, here's the funny thing. She possesses the natural alien Kavarian genetic traits that to not only alter her own size, but the size of objects as well as to become bigger or smaller.
Oh, no, it's another one of these.
It's another one of the giant people.
I gotta give it another instant 10 out of 10, and I can't say why.
Here's a picture of her about to smash Gunn's headquarters, and she's sticking her tongue out. Let me post this in the chat. There is a plane that looks like it's about to do a 9/11 on Gunn headquarters, too. So I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, no.
This is all your kinks in one picture. It's a big, giant lady and 9/11.
Yeah. I can't think of anything that makes me horny as whispering in my lover's ear, let's roll.
Oh, man.
What was that? I was ready for a big laugh.
No, I don't know what was the let's roll for.
That's what they said before the United 93 guys went and crashed the airplane in rural.
I didn't know that.
Let's roll? Okay.
I didn't know that.
Well,
I guess I'm not as much of a 9/11 aficionado as you are.
Me and Marky Mark talk about it.
You are the only 9/11 reenactor that I know.
Yeah, and I don't do it on an airplane, folks.
No, you don't do it on an airplane. You do it in kind of like a cardboard box, and you hire some like actors off of Craigslist to pretend to be. Well, they make them pretend to be like the terrorists, and you pretend to be Marky Mark.
See, it kind of sucks because George Bush impersonators were a lot cheaper between 2006 and 2008.
God, there were so many of them. And you did hire Lil Bush at one point.
Yeah, I'm the guy who voiced Lil Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have to hire Trump impersonators, but get them to act as George Bush.
Or Frank Caliendo.
Or
you can hire you can hire Frank Caliendo. It'll work.
But you see, the thing is, you have to like choose a character that's like George W. Bush.
So like George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like a cowboy.
Yeah, you hire him as a cowboy, but make him say that.
Can you play a cowboy that loves oil?
Yeah. Can you wear this t-shirt that says, I love oil?
Yeah. Her dislikes. Being called stupid. Being thought of as stupid.
I already called her stupid. She said Halo Wars was too smart for her.
Yeah, you're gonna get fucking squished, bitch. Overthinking in general. Her hair getting messed up in any way. Her brother mocking her. She has a flirty and seductive side. It is believed she is willing to go even so far as use her appearance to motivate male soldiers under her command. However, make no mistake, she has a cold heart when it comes to getting things her way. She is also known to invoke rather cruel or even outright torturous practices to deserters, enemy personnel, and even her own soldiers should they be anything less than stalwart. So she's this evil baron that turns giant and crushes people. Her weaknesses. While she may be semi-immortal, Kavarians age more gracefully than humans, she still can be killed, so she just ages slowly, like a Saiyan or something. She's a bit of a brute force commander. She isn't as adept in tactics as
I remember
Grief
watching
Adriana.
The Sixth Sense, and I said, this is a performance of Bruce Order.
Yes. She can be quite clumsy with a B. She is vulnerable to most non-conventional weaponry, which I guess I am too. What's non-conventional weaponry? Is that like laser guns or something? Because I guess I am.
Did you see this meme that she made of herself?
Yeah, I did see this meme that she... This is why I picked this one. Can you read what this meme says, Russ?
I ordered an artillery barrage on a civilian town because some hero there burnt my hair.
Yeah, and it's just a picture of her making like a smug face.
War crimes are funny.
We love them. She's Daenerys. Yas, Khaleesi. Slay.
Yas, Khaleesi.
Yes, we love it. Here's her giant, there's a picture of her being big and punching a building. Let's see. There's her hanging out with Scourge the Hedgehog, and she sticks her tongue out a lot. Let's
see. That's fun. That's flirty.
No, it's good. It's really good. There's just her just kind of looming over some like brownstone buildings. I don't know what that is. It's almost kind of an upskirt, so it's weird. Here's some of the categories that she's in. Giant characters, commander, sadists, terrorist, atheist, conservatives, victims of brainwashing, mighty glacier, gingers, American, sexy, cowardly, heterosexuals, major role plays, romance, strength type characters, characters for possible upcoming stories. Jared the Fox 92's works. Remember Jared the Fox 92?
Yes.
He's back, baby.
This is him again.
Jared is back, baby.
Banned for life. Banned for eternity.
Jared, you motherfucker.
You are hereby banned. Jared, he's banned, not banned from podcasts. Jared, if you want to be on and spread some hate.
Jared is maybe the most hateful person to ever exist.
No. Did you know this going in? Alan?
About Jared the Fox?
Jared the Fox made this character?
I didn't know that, but I had a feeling that it was related to Jared the Fox.
I was feeling it because I was legitimately like, isn't this the conservative guy?
This is the conservative guy. I mean, because like at some point that happened, and then at the end it says conservative. And then also, the first comment here is from 2017 by Jesse Kosis. She's adorable. Oh my goodness. She is adorable. And then Classic Space 101 said, oh, if only Jared wasn't a major ass, you could do an RP with his characters. I'm Wally said, that seems a bit rude, sir. Brutakai 222 said, hey, that stuff is over. Leave it dead. And Silver Knight 101 said, that was uncalled for and unnecessary, buddy. Keep this stuff on the wiki in its pages. So people are bringing up Jared. He's canceled.
Jared is a fixture on this website.
Yes. Broken Hue, I will delete you. That's what he says. Also, he said at one point, Broken Hue says Charles Manson is innocent. What's going on?
What? Jared the Fox brings out
the worst in people. He's kind of the Joker of the Sonic fan character wiki, I think.
Oh, wow.
He's an agent of chaos.
Ellen, should we have a limited series where we just read through Jared's works?
I think we should just kind of sprinkle him in every now and then.
Okay, okay. Because I found his... Jared has some top 10 lists.
Give me one of these top 10 lists. This is our classic Tonight
Jared's
Show thing.
Top 10 best post-Genesis Wave Archie Sonic characters.
Okay.
Jared's top 10 best Sega Sonic characters. I wonder who's number one.
Who?
Miles per hour. Holy shit. Where does Sonic fit on this list?
Where does?
Sonic's not here.
Why am I looking at his page and like seeing like chats that people had with him?
Jared has become a fixture of our show.
Jared, there's an audio
Jared.
Thing where he did an impression
have Jared
of Mei Lin
as a guest. Wink, wink, wink.
Let's just
edit out the stupid Elon Musk shit from this. Just have a
nope. We're doing the peel off husk thing, baby.
Oh boy, it wasn't good though.
You know what?
Far when enough it, of the podcast that you could all agree on that. Everybody, right?
We can all agree on it. Here's something on Jared's page. happy now? Donald Trump is destroying the world because of people like you who voted for him. I hope you're very happy, because now you've got a spoiled toddler in office who's destroying everything Obama did in just 2 weeks. Have a nice day, egotist. That's from Alex Nia Shroom on 2017. I guess that was a comment to Jared the Fox, because he voted for Trump, obviously. What is he doing?
Where are you, Jared?
Hello, this is at admin the Bismarck here to let you know for the reason of blocking your account. This is just a temp or chill down block due to behavior anger towards others. It will only last for 12 hours and you'll be removed when the time is up. Jared responded to this with, "This is Sparta." Or no, wait, the Bismarck did? I don't know what's going on. This
he's
page
still
is
blocked
very
for 100 years.
He's gone forever now. I don't understand what's going on
his
page.
What's that one podcast that Dirty John?
Dirty John.
Dirty John, the podcast about the weird guy who was like exploiting that older woman.
I don't remember this.
What about Dirty Jared?
Dirty Jared.
Dirty Jared.
I want Jared to go on WTF and like have Mark Maron say like, "Hey, what's your beef with me? Why did you?
Yeah,
why were you rude to
what's
why
your
were
beef
you,
with me? Jared?
Why were you rude to me at the comedy shop?"
The comedy store?
Comedy store? And also,
welcome to the comedy shop.
Welcome to the comedy shop. What did your dad do, Jared? Who are your guys? My also favorite thing is that he's really into Warhammer.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so that
Yeah, of
that,
course he is.
Yeah,
of course he is.
Of course he is. But he likes the orcs, but probably not for a good reason. The orcs in Warhammer are kind of bad. He is glomping people in the comments. He's glomping.
If you're still glomping in 2017, that's highly sus, is all I'm saying.
That is sus. Some pages he's following: Californian characters, Greek characters, British, Grey Party member, Bradanska family member, requests taken here. I'm looking at the other Bradanskas. They're also giant and bad. We have to check in with Jared later on.
I'll have to.
I'm thinking that there's no good Jareds.
No,
Fogel, the Fox.
Fogel betrayed you. You were vastly destroyed by the Fogel incident.
I love those sandwiches, Russ.
You owned one of his pairs of big pants.
I did have one of the big. It was the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Oh, that's all right. We made a joke about that.
It was the big pants he shipped around. Now we have to burn them.
Al, didn't you get stuck in a flood once and you put a bunch of starch on those pants and then used it as a boat?
I did. That was my contribution to the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, was that I had a story about me being trapped in Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, is that what that one book that Dave Eggers wrote?
Yep. Isn't that the guy from Homestuck?
Zaytoon. Oh, no.
Isn't Dave Eggers the guy from Homestuck?
No. God damn it.
Isn't that the guy from Homestuck?
Dave Strider.
Isn't there an Egbert guy in Homestuck?
Yeah, that's John Egbert.
So Dave Eggers is not a guy.
Dave Eggers is the famous writer, but I love the thought that Dave Egbert...
Dave Eggers is my Dave Strider and John Egbert
that's
ship.
That's their baby.
That's their ship, man. We got any fucking fan questions? Let's end this shit. We're going to go for like an hour and a half.
Okay. Friend of the show, AB, what's up, Kevin, asks, from the gut, is the FF7 remake going to be good?
The boobs aren't big enough.
Ah!
Do the soy face. Ah, you're so tiny.
I think that's good enough.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Since Sega, friend of the show, Bezel Grub, regular question asker, good friend of ours, since Sega is infringing on your brand of Sonic and Pizza, how are you going to retaliate?
We're
going to make the next Sonic game.
That's the compromise. We have to make the next Sonic game for 2021.
Alan's a house owner. You could fund it. Once the house stuff's finished, you're going to have to spend your money on something new.
That is true. And I'm definitely not going to be pouring more money into my house or paying my mortgage.
Yeah. Kickstarter.
Kickstarter.
We'll do those Kickstarters that's like, I want to make the next Star Wars movie, but we're going to make the next Sonic game.
Yes. That actually might work out because they probably don't care if we make the next Sonic game.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all, what is it called again? Free use? What is it again?
Fair use.
Fair use. It's all fair use, actually.
It's true. I mean, if we do a commentary over it, it's fair use. Also, we should be... a plug for our Patreon people. Listen to the commentary episodes. They're good. I might start putting the audio track of the episode in the commentary thing, just so you can just listen to it, because it's fair use if we're talking over it.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true.
Also, you have to pay money for it, so the copyright people won't get us.
Yeah.
It's true.
And they'll never listen. They could think it's a big joke.
Look, the people that pay us now don't even listen.
Yeah, the court of law is going to be like, are you guys copyright infringing? And we'll be like, how could you ever know? Do you pay for the Patreon? And they'll be like, damn.
Yeah, bitch. What are you going to do?
And then one last one. Neon Briefs on Twitter asks, can Sonic run around the world fast enough to suck his own dick? He can just suck it already.
Yeah, he just curls up in a ball.
You don't got to run around the world.
I don't know
how
that...
Stupid question.
Yeah, that'd be weird, because he'd have to stretch himself in a weird way.
Suck himself off at the Speed Force? What?
He gets on the time treadmill.
And, shit.
And Professor Zoom is there.
Professor Zoom.
You know Professor Zoom? We should get really into the Flash CW show.
Yeah.
At one point, Gorilla Grodd goes back in time to kill Obama in college. Did you know that?
No.
Have you not seen that famous clip where he's like, Barack Obama? I just like, I'm finally here to kill you. We should watch that. That's really good. We should watch maybe just that episode.
Hey, that could be our commentary track.
Yeah, let's just watch it might be on the CW.com. Let's go watch the episode where Gorilla Grodd travels back in time. I think he might have also tried to do 9/11. I don't know what's going on in the Flash TV show. I need to ask my mom about it, because I think she watches all those shows. Instead of Riverdale, the good show. Russ, you got any plugs?
No. Piss Goblin on Twitter. Please do the Patreon.
Please subscribe. I put out an ad recently on Overcast for the podcast, and it has got us, as so far in the couple weeks, 10 subscribers.
Oh, wow.
So, hey, if you're a new listener, go listen to one of our episodes with, like, Ben Pack or something on it. We have famous friends. One of our friends worked for the Pokemon Detective Pikachu movie.
Yeah.
So, hey, we're actually cool. Except for Russ, not really.
No.
But I own a home, so I'm cool. At Findom Earl on Twitter. I'm going to be in Tokyo for the... from, like, June 29th to July 11th. So if you have any hot recommendations of things to do in Tokyo, tweet them at me, and I will probably go do them, because I've got a lot of time to kill after I'm done with my work. My dark deeds.
Dirty deeds done dirt cheap?
Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. I am going to replace myself with an alternate universe version of myself. I am going to the JoJo's Bar. I highly recommend that. It looks pretty cool from what some of my friends have shown me. You can apparently eat a jar full of edible fingernails. So it sounds
cool.
It sounds good. One of the toilets.
How disappointed are you going to be when they're like some sort of candy thing?
And not real fingernails?
Not real fingernails.
Mildly disappointed. I hear
it's like the blue
good.
Milk at the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, where it's like a slushy.
Oh, is it just a slushy and not really milk?
It's not gross milk.
It's not a milkshake even? That sucks.
It's a bummer.
I want to go to the Galaxy's Edge and just get fucking mad.
You can drink the alien titty milk, though. It's not cum. It's titty milk. They confirmed it.
They did?
Yeah.
The green milk? Is it really milk, though? Or is it just
another
slushy?
That's it. Well, no, it's not milk, but it...
It's not milk at the Galaxy's Edge, is what I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay.
But
that sucks.
They aren't going to make patrons drink cum.
I wish.
Alan's just like, can I get some of that alien cum?
And they're like, this is a family friendly. We're in Disney World. You're not allowed to do that.
You can't do that.
This is the one place I can drink in the park, right? Cum, I mean.
You could drink cum in California Adventure. you can drink cum at Epcot, but that's it.
Definitely Epcot. You could just get sucked off by one of the little people.
Hey, man, the experimental communities of tomorrow. I've done some experimenting there.
Yeah, I mean, experimental communities, you're telling me they're not experimenting with free love? Oh, boy.
Anyway, should we go?
Last, I guess if we don't have anything else, until next time.
Live and learn.
Live and learn.